American drones buzzing the skies of Pakistan's tribal areas. Images captured by a local cameraman. Everyone on the ground here, including the children, knows them well. They have seen their homes and villages pounded from the air and reduced to rubble. In the aftermath of one such attack, the local children hold the twisted remnants of the ordnance. The strikes have caused alarm and anger among the local inhabitants. Pakistan's government may be opting to keep silent over this contentious issue so as not to harm Pak-US relations. But critics of the US policy say such attacks will do more harm than good.
100% people are against the drone attacks. I haven't seen anybody who is in favor of the drone attacks. I don't know why the government does not say anything. The government should put their foot down and mean it this time.
The Americans say Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters have a significant presence in the tribal areas, from where they attack NATO forces across the border in Afghanistan. The Pakistani Taliban are still believed to be headed by this man, Hakimullah Massoud, despite several reports of his death. Wanted in Pakistan for a spate of bloody attacks across the country, he is now alleged to be contemplating strikes on the US mainland. There is a clear pattern emerging that the Americans are intensifying their drone strikes into Pakistan. Now, most people here believe that the Americans are using the excuse of Faisal Shehzad to try and find the grounds for not just drone attacks, but even ground intervention. And they say that if such a thing was to happen, it would be an act of war. Kamal Haider, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.